USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Taliban say they do not want to control power, but they demand that there won't be peace in Afghanistan until there's a new government in Kabul and President Ghani is removed. General Mark Miley of the United States reported this week the Taliban has strategic momentum, and he did not rule out a complete Taliban takeover. The United States House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly on Thursday to authorize 8,000 additional special visas for Afghans who served the United States during the occupation of Afghanistan that has recently ended. All students and school staff in the cities of Atlanta, Georgia, and Chicago, Illinois will be required to wear masks upon return to the classroom this fall, regardless of vaccination status, state officials said Thursday. New York Jets assistant coach Greg Knapp has died after being struck by a car while riding a bicycle in California over the weekend. He was 58. Knapp played quarterback for 4 years at Sacramento State in California. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
During an open commission meeting Wednesday, the Federal Trade Commission voted unanimously to enforce laws around the right to repair, thereby ensuring U.S. consumers will be able to repair their own failed products. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act will prevent companies from restricting repair options for consumers. The National Football League has severe COVID consequences. Tim Berg reports.
The NFL has laid out its strongest incentives yet for players to get the vaccine. According to a memo shared by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that a team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding. The memo also says the league intends to play all of its games within the scheduled 18-week period, and a 19th week will not be added to the schedule under any circumstances, an idea that was floated in 2020 amid numerous outbreaks.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States has launched airstrikes against Taliban forces in Afghanistan. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The U.S. has conducted airstrikes against the Taliban to support Afghan forces, according to Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. During a press briefing, Kirby said that the U.S. has acted through airstrikes to support the Afghanis, but didn't provide any further details, aside from stating that the strikes did take place in the last several days. The announcement comes as the Taliban has claimed to have captured key locations in Afghanistan while U.S. troops withdraw from the region. The U.S. began its drawdown from Afghanistan in early May, and about 95% of troops are now withdrawn, prompting concern that the absence will provide the Taliban the opportunity to make territorial gains. On Wednesday, General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the Taliban gained control of about half of Afghanistan's 420 districts, but noted that none of the nation's 34 capitals have been seized. Biden, in announcing the updated goal to complete the withdrawal by next month, said he trusts the Afghan military and doesn't believe a Taliban takeover is inevitable. He said it's up to the Afghans to make decisions about the future of their own country.
The CDC is reporting an untreatable superbug fungus outbreak has been reported at two North Texas hospitals. The fungus is a form of yeast that can be fatal to hospital and nursing home patients who have serious medical problems. The facilities were not identified. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.